Commander's message. The right to be legionnaires. When is a war a war? When bullets, bombs, missiles, or weapons of mass destruction are aimed at American service members. Size, scope, media coverage, none of it matters when someone is trying to kill you. The fact is, the United States has been at war since December 7, 1941. Nearly 1,600 American service members have been killed or wounded in hostile operations during periods that were not recognized or declared by the U.S. government as times of war. Now, here's the rub. The American Legion was chartered by Congress as a wartime veterans organization. At the time of our founding in 1919, World War I, then known as the Great War, was supposed to be the war to end all wars. As we all know, it wasn't. For too long, veterans have wondered why only those who served during designated wartime eras could join the American Legion. We mean it when we answer, it takes an act of Congress. On February 14th, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat, Arizona, introduced the Let Everyone Get Involved in Opportunities for National Service Act, S-504, along with Senator Tom Tillis, Republican, North Carolina. A companion measure, H.R. 1641, has been introduced in the House by Representatives Lou Correa, Democrat, California, and Ben Klein, Republican, Virginia. The Legion Act would open the American Legion's membership eligibility dates from December 7, 1941, to a time as yet determined by the U.S. government that we are not at war. If signed into law, this bill would fulfill Resolution No. 1, passed unanimously by the Legion's National Executive Committee last October in Indianapolis. Should Congress take action to expand our organization's charter, hundreds of thousands more veterans would have access to American Legion programs and benefits for which they are currently not eligible. Again, the Legion Act recognizes that the United States has been continuously engaged in a state of war since World War II. Whether a veteran served during the Cold War or a hot one, he or she took the same oath to support and defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This legislation is a great way to say thank you. We believe that all veterans who served honorably on federal orders since December 7, 1941, have earned the right to be welcomed into the ranks of the American Legion. They have earned the right to enjoy the camaraderie and privilege of belonging to the nation's most influential and active veterans service organization. They have earned the right to call themselves Legionnaires. American Legion's founders did not distinguish between those who fought in the trenches of Europe and those stationed in the United States or at sea. They acknowledged that service members went where the government sent them and that they were all part of the war effort. Encourage your representatives and senators to support the Legion Act because all veterans deserve recognition for the risks they faced while in uniform, regardless of when and where they served. Let's give them the opportunity to join their brothers and sisters in arms in the American Legion. National Commander Brett P. Reistad. Memoranda. Consolidated Post Reports. Posts must submit their 2018 to 2019 Consolidated Post Reports to National Headquarters by July 1st to be included in the national totals for this reporting year. Legion.org/publications. Flag Day. The American Legion has many resources to help posts and Legion family members promote Flag Day, including a new suggested speech and the Let the People Decide booklet. Both are available for download online. Legion.org/publications. For copies of the U.S. Flag Code, Let's Be Right on Flag Etiquette, and other flag literature, go to emblem.legion.org. For an FAQ and more about the flag, go to legion.org/flag. Pause for the pledge will take place at 7 p.m. EDT, June 14th. The American Legion Flag Alert sends an email notification when the U.S. flag is to be displayed at half-staff. Sign up online at legion.org/newsletters.